It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore.
Hey, I told you, and I hope you listened, and that you went and watched the Villarica Wildcats and the Carrollton Trojans play baseball yesterday. That game had everything you could possibly want. In dramatic fashion, the bottom of the eighth inning, Villarica used a squeeze play to secure a one-run win. Jacob Turner of Villarica and Jared Solis of Carrollton pitched their heart out, and each one of them threw a complete game jewel. Turner finally won the game. Hey, look for these two to be pitching somewhere on a higher level soon. Carrollton looks like it's going to get back on the winning track when they go to Woodland of Cartersville tomorrow. Villarica has to guard against a letdown when they go to East Paulding. Mount Zion lost to Gordon Lee yesterday. In baseball action today, Heard County must win a doubleheader against Callaway at home to be the 5AA champion. Central plays LaGrange at home. Harrelson County hosts LFO, Lakeview Fort Oglethorpe. And Bremen goes to Murray County. Yesterday in tennis, Carrollton's boys won the region championship, and the girls were runners-up. Bremen's girls lost to Calhoun. As reported yesterday on our show, Central's girls defeated Cedartown and will be the number 3 seed in the state tournament. Hey, congratulations to Riley Powers and Austin Clay for winning the Region 1 AA GISA State Championships. Region Championship. They'll carry the number 1 seed into the state. For local afternoon sports, this is Coach Charles Jetmore.